In this bulletin, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg urges banks to give home loans. A man dies in hospital after being stabbed in Sydney's north. And Melbourne Victory's Keisuke Honda ruled out for a month with a hamstring injury. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has called on the banks to stimulate lending. Comes after the latest figures by CoreLogic showed national dwelling values fell 2.3% over the December quarter, the worst quarter-on-quarter decline since 2008. Mr. Frydenberg says banks should keep their lending books open.
So my message to the banks is keep your books open. You have a social and an economic responsibility to ensure affordable and accessible and timely loans to the broader public. It's in the bank's interest, it's in the economy's interests, and it's certainly in the public's interest.
A man has died after being stabbed at the Church of Scientology headquarters in Sydney's north. Paramedics were called to the scene in Chatswood after midday. The man, aged in his 20s, was rushed to Royal North Shore Hospital but died a short time later. The second man was treated for minor cuts. Police have arrested a 16-year-old boy who is assisting them with their inquiries. A woman is due to appear in court today over the attempted murder of a 92-year-old woman in Sydney's west. Authorities allege the 35-year-old woman they charged was the elderly woman's house cleaner. The 92-year-old woman was found at her Ashbury home after a panic button she was wearing was activated. She was taken to Royal Prince Alfred Hospital, where she has undergone surgery and remains in a serious condition. Superintendent David Johnson from New South Wales Police says the woman's injuries are quite severe.
The injuries are very serious, and I think that everyone is very concerned about the condition of this elderly lady. What I can say is that whilst the injuries I understand are survivable, given the elderly age and the frailty of the victim, that I suppose that it'll be in the next days and weeks, which will no doubt we will have a greater indication of whether she will pull through, and of course we're all hoping and praying that that is the case.
United States President Donald Trump says he's received a letter from North Korea leader Kim Jong-un and expects to meet him again soon. Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim became the first ever sitting US and North Korean leaders to meet when they held a summit in Singapore last June. There, the pair signed an agreement to denuclearise the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump is again hailing the growing relationship between the two nations.
I just got a great letter from Kim Jong-un. They've never written letters like that. This letter is a great letter. We've made a lot of progress with. We've really established a very good relationship. A lot of good things are happening.
Fiji's Prime Minister is refusing to allow IS member Neil Prakash to enter his country, saying he does not qualify. Frank Bainimarama has told the Fiji Sun Prakash is a terrorist and a member of ISIS. We don't entertain them, nor do we accommodate them. Melbourne-born Prakash, who is in jail in Turkey facing terrorism charges, has been notified his Australian citizenship has been annulled due to his connection to IS. The federal government is confident the 27-year-old can legally have his citizenship stripped because he is a dual national, as his father was Fijian. That is despite the head of Fiji's immigration department saying Prakash isn't one of its citizens. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says a thorough process was conducted.
Peter Dutton has dealt with this issue extensively, and as he pointed out, the government received advice from the Citizenship Loss Board, and that board deemed that he had entitled to citizenship of another country, and Australia will remove the citizenship of these dual nationals who are engaged in terrorist activities.
The federal government isn't allowed to revoke an Australian citizenship if it will leave them stateless. In A-League news, Melbourne Victory have suffered a massive setback. Japanese marquee Keisuke Honda has been ruled out for a month after sustaining a hamstring injury at training. The 32-year-old will miss at least six games for Victory, including meetings with Adelaide United, Wellington and Sydney FC. Victory currently sit second on the ladder, 3 points behind Perth Glory. And now look at tomorrow's weather. It'll be mostly sunny in Perth and 25. Sunny in Adelaide, 35 degrees. In Melbourne, hot and 42. In Hobart, the sun continues in 36. Mostly sunny in Canberra, 37 degrees. Milder conditions for Wollongong, 28. Much the same for Sydney, 31. In Newcastle, sunny and 34. In Brisbane, partly cloudy and 31. A shower or two developing in Cairns, 32. And as usual for Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.